Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, more news from federal court, but D.C. federal court this time, where today former Red Sox ace Roger Clemens is facing perjury charges.
I did not use steroids, human growth hormone, and I've never done so. I did not provide Brian McNamee with any drugs to inject into my body.
Now that's Clemens speaking to reporters, but he told Congress essentially the same thing under oath back in 2008. And that's what led to those perjury charges. And though Clemens has not been accused of any drug-related offenses, the charges he does face could carry a maximum 30-year jail sentence. So joining us now to talk about the week in sports and Roger Clemens in federal court is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Magna.
So, you know, everyone wants to see Clemens in the Hall of Fame, but 30 years in prison is kind of a scary possibility.
Well, I don't think everybody wants to see him in the Hall of Fame. of course, the people who vote are the baseball writers, and numbers of them are on the record as saying they won't vote for anybody who is at all involved in performance-enhancing drugs. I would imagine if he gets convicted of perjury, that would be 2 3/4 strikes against him. I'm not sure how the math would work out. There may come a time when the writers say, well, gee, so many guys, this was the steroid era, the hitters did it, the pitchers did it, it was so, prevailing,
right,
prevalent, that we can't hold that against guys that they happened to play in that time, even if they were caught up in it. But I would think conviction of perjury might push a lot of people into the direction of not voting for Clemens.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where someone said, it might have even been you because it was smart, Bill, but about that there'd be a list of folks in the Hall of Fame that had the asterisks
well,
all by their
you
name.
Know,
he'd have a double asterisk.
It is, after all, the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Role Modelship. And Roger Clemens is a very famous person who won a great many baseball games, so the argument that he should be in the Hall of Fame no matter what happens post-career run, something like that.
Well, in that clip that we heard Roger Clemens talking about his former trainer, Brian McNamee, in addition to that, Andy Pettit, Clemens' former teammate and close friend, is expected to deliver some damaging testimony against Clemens. Pettit himself has admitted to using human growth hormone. How much of a role do you think his testimony might play in Clemens' trial?
That's going to be completely at the discretion of the judge, and it's not entirely clear what testimony he will allow. There are several players who I gather are set to testify that they got human growth hormone or other performance-enhancing drugs from the same trainer that Clemens had. The judge has said that he may very well not let those guys testify because it would skew the rest of the trial. I don't think that kind of decision is going to be made until somewhere down the line, so we just have to wait and see.
You know, Bill, baseball players taking performance-enhancing drugs, it's a stain on the game, but not exactly a threat to society. Perjuring yourself in front of Congress, different story entirely. But I guess the question is, what are the feds trying to say with even bringing this to trial?
Well, the clearest thing that they're trying to say is don't lie to Congress. Perjury is a crime. And no matter what the subject is that you're perjuring yourself on, that's a crime. I think the rest of it is they're trying to say something about the importance of the image of athletes in general, not only for kids, which is a very popular cry, but for the culture in general. And they certainly are focusing attention on that matter.
Bill, I'm going to sneak in one last question here, also Red Sox related, but this one about the fact that the New York Times Company has a stake in the company that owns the Red Sox, the Fenway Sports Group. It just seems so wrong to say New York Times and Red Sox ownership all in the same sentence. But apparently the Times Company is considering selling a good portion of its stake in the Sox. So who knew to begin with?
Well, people who follow the business side of it knew the New York Times has been involved with the Red Sox. The New York Times has owned the Boston Globe. The Globe writers write about the Red Sox. There are all kinds of tangled webs that we weave. I would speak to the integrity of sports writers if there were such a thing. they get great seats. They get great access. They get great
They're
food.
They're way with words.
Well, the food in the press box isn't actually that great. But anyway, it's nothing new under the sun, Magna.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And of course, Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Bill, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And we'll be back after a short break. Up next, banjo master Bela Fleck plays for us live. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.